As an unlicensed doctor, we suggest a prescription for one of our shows. Sign up for our free podcast at iTunes or with your favorite podcatcher. Fake Doctor's Orders. Sportsnet 590 The Fan on demand. NHL's biggest team. This is Toronto Maple Leafs hockey on Sportsnet 590 The Fan and the Leafs Radio Network.
Well, our rare Sunday night home game for the Toronto Maple Leafs, and certainly want to wish in a happy holidays to those celebrating out there. Gord Stelic, Mark Osborne on Leafs Nation pregame live here at Air Canada Centre, getting set for the Toronto Maple Leafs to take on the Ottawa Senators. And Ozzie, not a lot in it for the Toronto Maple Leafs as far as playoffs go, but boy, an interesting afternoon for the Ottawa Senators.
Well, absolutely, Gordon, and lo and behold, we talked about this yesterday, the Pittsburgh Penguins on their verge of maybe perhaps a late season collapse with the loss today. And the Senators having a game in hand on the Pittsburgh Penguins. Obviously, you do the math. The Sens could pull within 1 point of the Pittsburgh Penguins. And lo and behold, who is the opposition on Tuesday night in Ottawa at the Canadian Tire Center? That would be your Pittsburgh Penguins. So it's a huge implicating game tonight for the Ottawa Senators. Go back to last Saturday night when the Sens had that lead in the third period. And, of course, their dramatic 4-3. Overtime win by the Toronto Maple Leafs with Tyler Bozak with the hat trick, and it was a pretty inspirational night because of that boy, Garrett Gamble from Saskatchewan Make-A-Wish Foundation. He had an opportunity to sign a one-day contract. That was a pretty real neat feeling for all Maple Leaf players and certainly that family. And it was an inspirational victory for the Maple Leafs.
Well, it really was. And for the Toronto Maple Leafs, it'll be interesting. A lot of Leaf fans are wondering, do I cheer for the Ottawa Senators or not? 18-3-2 in their last 23 games. I mean, what a tear the Ottawa Senators have been on, coming from seemingly nowhere. And you not just mentioned what happened with Pittsburgh today. Don't forget Detroit Red Wings are now losing 2-1 after two periods of play to the Washington Capitals. They had a two-minute, two-man advantage and couldn't score. So that's another team that's within the sights of the Ottawa Senators. I mean, albeit kind of long shots are in both cases, but they're still on the horizon mathematically.
Well, they certainly are. And, you know, just getting back to your point of the Ottawa Senators and basically the run that you just mentioned, 8-3-2 in their last 23 hockey games. But even under Dave Cameron, you know, going back to when they fired Paul McLean, and you looked at this particular hockey club and you felt they're really not going anywhere. And I'm not sure if anybody really liked the Ottawa Senators. Seemed to be in an organization that had some kind of disarray to it. Brian Murray, their general manager, battling cancer and all that kind of stuff. And now, lo and behold, with Dave Cameron, the Hamburglar, Andrew Hammond, and the run that he's been on in net, it's been an amazing type of story, and some of the youthfulness now that has been displayed for the Ottawa Senators. To some of the critics that would suggest there's nothing to look forward with the Ottawa Senators, I think there would be some players on the team like the Mike Hoffmans, the Stones, and the Zibanejads that would like to beg to differ with those distractors. The Sens have had a real dream last few months of this regular season.
Well, on the Toronto Maple Leafs side, when we come back, we'll talk about Jonathan Bernier getting the start after James Reimer faced 50 shots, only let one in regulation time last night in their shootout loss to the Boston Bruins. And Peter Holland back in the lineup after missing 10 games due to injury. Stefan Robida, the Bill Masterton nominee on behalf of the Toronto Maple Leafs, will join us next when we return to Leafs Nation pregame. Gord Stelic, Mark Osborne on Sportsnet 590 The Fan and the Leafs Radio Network.
This ain't like when you're at a game and sign up for a credit card just to get the prize and then you immediately cancel the credit card. Because there's no prize when you sign up for our radio shows at iTunes or with your favorite podcatcher. Sportsnet 590 The Fan on demand. Covering the man and the puck. This is Toronto Maple Leafs Hockey on Sportsnet 590 The Fan and the Leafs Radio Network.
Welcome back to Leafs Nation pregame. Getting set for the Toronto Maple Leafs, about to take on the Ottawa Senators. Gord Stelic, Mark Osborne on Sportsnet 590 The Fan and the Leafs Radio Network. Stefan Robida expected to join us momentarily as we'll talk to the Bill Masterton nominee on behalf of the Toronto Maple Leafs. Just the goaltending side, Jonathan Bernier back in, Ozzie, and it seems like this has been a renaissance for the James Reimer Appreciation Week about the kind of person he is, and then going on and giving and battling hard his last couple of starts.
Well, yeah, you go back to the week that's been for the Maple Leafs, and certainly James Reimer, and I was kind of kidding this to you last night when James Reimer in his post-game comments that he made talking about how well the team has done, and maybe he was referring
50 shots on goal. Thanks, Matt.
Yeah, referring to himself personally. And the fact is that, you know, Rimes has really seemingly settled in this last week for whatever reason. I know this doesn't matter as far as the games are concerned for the Maple Leafs, but for a guy, and you would agree, he's been one who has endeared himself to these fans for the number of years that he's been here. He certainly has taken his criticism in stride. I don't think he's liked it personally that, you know, that the Maple Leafs basically traded for Jonathan Bernier and all of that kind of stuff. And then on a season where it's really been a disaster for the Maple Leafs, James Reimer, I think, has still worked hard. And I think the teammates and the coach certainly has appreciated the way that James Reimer approaches his game.
Well, talking about James Reimer, also Stephen Robitaille, the news a few days ago that he was voted as a Toronto nominee for the Bill Masterton Trophy for perseverance, dedication to the game of hockey. He joins us on Leafs Nation pregame. How you doing, Stefan?
I'm very good, yourself?
We're good, thanks. I appreciate you joining us. And, you know, it's been a tough season for you in a lot of ways, health-wise at the end. But when you get something like this acknowledgement that you're appreciated, respected, the Bill Masterton nominee, what does that mean for you?
Well, it's always nice, especially it's been voted by the Writers Association of Toronto. So I'd like to thank them for thinking about me for that. It's a nice honor for me. And you know, like there's a lot of other guys that could be deserving, but I'm happy that they picked me.
Hey, Stefan, just kind of out of curiosity, I know that you went through a season-ending shoulder surgery. Easy for me to say. Try to say that three times fast as far as that goes. But, you know, your general health, I know the last number of years, it's been a real tough go for you. Reading your quotes in the paper the other day as far as you looking forward to really getting a great summer under your belt and coming forward and looking forward to the next season. Obviously, it's going to be a completely different team, but I think your leadership and part of what you bring to this mix, I think, will be a real positive moving forward.
Yeah, like you said, like for me, the main thing is first is get healthy and do the proper rehab, and after that, I think I'll be able to start probably hitting really my stride, like probably mid June, early July. So I'll have like a couple of really really good months of training, and so I make sure I can start on time. And it's been a few years where like I've always had like a little bit of stuff going on, and it's tough whenever you don't start training camp with the guys, and it's always you trying to catch up, and it's tough to catch up. And for me, you know, I'm looking forward to the next season. And, you know, I'm very positive about it. And I think we can learn a lot from this year. And you can learn a lot from when you face adversity. And we've certainly faced a lot this year. And I'm looking forward for next year.
Stefan, you came as a free agent last year. I know Brendan Shanahan talked to you a lot about it, about the leadership and these types of things. And certainly the Masterton acknowledgement is a big part that why you were brought to Toronto. If prospective free agents are talking to you in the summer about becoming a Toronto Maple Leaf, what do you tell them?
I tell them first it's a first-class organization. We get treated very well here in Toronto. Everything is first-class. It's a great city. It's great fans. I mean, obviously, we didn't have a great year on the ice this year, but I think we have to be patient, and we got some good young players coming up, and I think there's been a lot of changes in you know, like up in the management, like the new assistant GM, the hiring of Mark Hunter, and there's a lot of new people, and I'm very positive in the direction this organization is going, and I think the future is going to be bright.
Stefan, what do you think the mindset is going to be first and foremost? I mean, you mentioned some of the younger players that will be coming along. Obviously, the Maple Leafs will end up getting a real high-end type of draft pick this coming season with this deep draft that everybody continues to talk about. But, you know, you've been in an organization with the Dallas Stars or even the Anaheim last season that I'm sure you've learned a lot over the course of your career, and as you adjusted to this first year, what do you think coming away that this team in general needs to focus on in the offseason as players? I know mentally it's going to be a refreshing period of time, but you know, collectively, how does this team, I think, begin the rebuild as far as just an attitude, an off-season mindset as far as an identity goes, or what are some of the things that you're thinking about?
I think we have, you know, we need an identity that we're a tough team to play against. We're a team that every time you play the Toronto Maple Leaf, it's going to be a tough night. Obviously, we might not win every game, but we're going to give a full effort and we got to give everything we have. And I think that's the type of a team that we want to be known as. And it's a mindset, and you got to go into every game, and it's a different game. Every day it's a new day, and no matter what happened last night or the day before, it doesn't matter. You got to be able to live in the present and just focus on the day that you're on the game that you're playing. And I think that's something that that we can learn from this year. We got to try to avoid like all the distraction and all the negative stuff that, you know, sometimes that's around the team. It's you got to focus and really on the positive and you know, like really go one day at a time. I think that could be very helpful for our team.
Stephen Robitaille joining us on Leafs Nation pregame. And some of what you're talking about, what in particular did you notice was different when the team was playing well and then the slide? What were they doing well that they just didn't keep, weren't able to sustain when things went downwards?
Well, early in the year, we had an okay start, and I think it's in the month of November where we really like won, like we're like 10-1-1 or something like that, and we're able to score a lot of goals, and we're scoring a lot of goals, and we gave up a lot of shots, so our goalie had to steal a few games, but we were able to find ways to win a hockey game, and for whatever reason, whenever we went down and, you know, started losing a few games, we start to play better defensive hockey, but we couldn't score goals. So, you know, it's tough to win a hockey game whenever you can't score goals. And, you know, it just crept into our game and, you know, it became like a snowball. Like, and it feels like you'll never win a game again and you can't score goals. And we were one of the highest scoring team in the league before Christmas. And after that, for whatever reason, we couldn't generate as much offense. So I think if we can manage to play good at both ends of the ice, that'll be very helpful.
Steph, what have you noticed in Morgan Rielly's game in particular? I know as an older guy and been around the block, you know, part of your game earlier in your career, I think you obviously, you know, were able to play the power play and add some offensive numbers to your game, and Morgan, that's naturally his game, is skating ability and ability to produce some offense. But what are some of the things that you've noticed of his progression maybe in the last couple of months of this season?
He really stepped up his game, and I think you know, with the increased ice time and increased responsibilities and all that stuff, like he really stepped up his game, and he's a kid that wants to be a top player, and he wants to be a top player in this league, and I think he will be, because he's got all the tools, and I think his skating abilities are very, you know, like I look at him, I don't like to do comparison, but like he reminds me a little bit of Scott Niedermayer, the way he skates, and it's effortless, and he can go up and down the ice, and he's very creative, and he's got a really good shot, and the thing is, he's a really strong kid for his age. Like he's pretty strong, and so whenever he gets in the corner and he's got to defend, he can defend because he's strong and he's willing to learn, and he wants to learn and he wants to get better, and that's, to me, that's very encouraging, and it's one of the good thing about this year. It's, he really stepped up his game, and I think it's, the sky's the limit for this kid.
Stephen, I'll let you get set to enjoy the game, but I know you don't get to see them enough, but how's the young Robitaille phenom Justin doing? Is his hockey season still going?
It's still going. They're in a tournament this weekend. They lost in the quarterfinal, but he's got one last tournament. It's the provincial in 2 weeks, and so it'll be interesting. I'll be able to be there too, so they got one more tournament, and after that, it's summer hockey.
What kind of parent are you at the games?
What kind of what?
What kind of parent? Are you vocal? Are you quiet? What kind?
I'm very, very quiet. I just analyze and I just watch my, I watch the whole team, but I watch obviously more of my kid. Whenever he's on the ice, I don't talk to anyone. I just watch him play, and I really enjoy that.
Well, I got to try to emulate you. I'm a little too vocal, but we'll find out. Anyway, well, that's my job at nights with the game. So anyway, we wish you all the best. Thanks for joining us, and hopefully a great summer. We look forward to many more positive memories next year with the Leafs, okay?
Awesome. Thank you.
Stefan Robida joining us on Leafs pregame, Leafs Nation pregame. How about that? We'll do Leafs Nation program after the game, postgame,
yeah, you know,
after the game.
And good on Stefan Robida as far as just dedication, perseverance to the game. And that's one of the things I think that he has not been able to, or in some regards wasn't able to bring some of his leadership to this mix. Part of being a healthy scratch, the nagging injury and all that, having a year under his belt and the direction and with this organizational goal, I expect Stefan Robida next year. Gord, obviously 2 years remaining on his contract and what the makeup of this team is, but I think he's going to be a real healthy part of perhaps the cultural change or even the way that you approach things both on and off the ice for this organization moving forward.
Well, interesting. He was a +8 in his games, and he was also a guy that went after Snubgate. He was one of the guys the next game you really noticed. No, let's do this right. We really screwed up here. And I thought that's the kind of thing. And you heard him talk about, hey, anybody want to come to Toronto? This is a first-class organization as far as Stefan Robida thinks. Hey, we'll come back. We'll hear from Peter Horacek, head coach of the Toronto Maple Leafs, and also talk about those Ottawa Senators, a must-win type game for them tonight. Gord Stelic, Mark Osborne, you're listening to Leafs Nation pregame on Sportsnet 590, The Fan, and the Leafs Radio Network.
Subscribe to our radio shows at iTunes or with your favorite podcatcher. No medical exam or health questions will be asked. Sportsnet 590 The Fan on demand. Leafs Nation wants you. This is Toronto Maple Leafs Hockey on Sportsnet 590 The Fan and the Leafs Radio Network.
Welcome you back to Leafs Nation pregame. Gord Stelic, Mark Osborne here at Air Canada Centre on Sportsnet 590, The Fan, and the Leafs Radio Network, getting set for the Toronto Maple Leafs to take on the Ottawa Senators. Out-of-town score update, Ozzy. We know that Pittsburgh lost 4-1 earlier to Philadelphia and the Washington-Detroit game.
Well, you know what? We said we'd give Jim Ralph some props here for getting
don't bother.
On his little iPad here, live and in person right here. 10 minutes left in the third period, 2-1 for the Capitals.
Wow.
Red Wings, it's an important game for both teams. I mean, Washington hasn't sealed the deal yet, but obviously coming down to the final crunches here. And the Red Wings failed to score on a 5-on-3 for $1.30 in that second period. Give the Caps a lot of credit there. I thought they played it very, very well defending.
Well, they'll be doing some scoreboard watching, not so much for the Toronto Maple Leafs. Let's hear what head coach Peter Horacek has to say getting set for tonight's game against Ottawa.
Finding the energy to match what it took last night, any problem given what's at stake for Ottawa here tonight, Peter?
Well, I think that's necessary. I mean, we've been in back-to-backs before, and I think it's necessary. We put a decent effort out there in Boston, and it, you know, went down to a shootout, and I think Ottawa deserves the same.
What do you want to see repeated here tonight in the event of a win?
Well, obviously the structure in our game and effort is the two biggest things. We want to see us playing our system. We want to see us putting an effort into winning 50-50 battles. We want to see us managing the game well and competing as a team.
Who's in net tonight, by the way?
Bernie.
Bernie? The top line's had its struggles, both under you and under Andy. Why do they always get back together again? What is it about the three of them that you like?
Well, they have some chemistry together. We haven't always scored a lot of goals. They've got 15 points in the last three games before last night, and they have the ability to score goals. When that line runs into trouble, it's usually defending against goals. It's not scoring goals, and they've had a lot of success in the past. They're clearly our biggest scorers on the team. If you look at the stats, they're clearly our biggest defenders on the other side of it as well. So, you know, when you break them up, you're looking for a little balance in the lines and looking for balance on both sides, balance scoring in the lines, balance defending on the lines. So, those are the things that you're always weighing when you're making those decisions.
Seemed to be effective. Sorry, Megan, the last five games, though, you wouldn't want to break them up, I wouldn't think, given how they've done the last little while.
No, I think they've been doing you know, they're putting a push forward, and they've been getting chances, and they're creating a lot of chances right now. And I think that with what we want to see going down the stretch, we want to see all the lines putting out a good effort to try to win these games. And we want to see, that's, for me, Foss playing playoff type hockey, or teams fighting for the playoffs, is the best thing you can have. And you don't ever want to see the game mailed in, and you want to see the guys go out and fight for that win and fight for the opportunity. We've given ourselves, or I've given them a challenge of playing the last seven games as a playoff series, and now we'd be 2-2. So, you know, we've got these last three games to try to win.
Toronto Maple Leaf head coach Peter Horacek, and I know talking to Paul Hendrick earlier as well, he mentioned that some of the players were talking about it on the plane, wanting to make a difference in the Ottawa Senators' playoff hopes tonight. So let's see if they do have that kind of compete there. We'll take a look at the, first of all, the injury report is brought to you by Bergmanis Pereira, Ontario's most preferred personal injury law firm. Visit us at bplawyers.ca. And Aussie, we had, of course, Stefan Robidas and Roman Polak out for the season with injuries. Nathan Horton on the injury reserve list for Toronto.
And Trevor Smith. Don't
and Trevor Smith
him.
After last night. Yeah, 27 seconds he played. For Ottawa, Chris Phillips, Chris Neal, and Robin Lehner, which created the Hamburglar myth, which we're going to see him in tonight in goal for the Ottawa Senators. And I don't know what the keys will be. This is part of the show we always love to hear. Mark Osborne's Keys to Victory are brought to you by the Toronto area Ford dealers. With so much to offer from the new 2015 lineup, it's easy to get into a Ford from your Toronto area Ford dealers.
Well, you know what? Peter Horacek kind of took the words out of my mouth, and I'm going to kind of blame him for taking some of my material right here when he talked about...
Well, it's about time he did.
You know, structure and effort was going to be number one for me. If you take a look at the game last night, certainly the 50 shots against in Boston, I felt the Leafs were way too passive, certainly in the defensive zone and through the neutral zone. So talking about structure through the neutral zone, let's get those gaps closed and certainly not be as passive as they were. I'm not going to pick on Dion Phaneuf, but again, taking up too much space. You know what I'm saying? Like, once you identify a defender or a guy that has the puck as a defending player, go to him right away. Eliminate him as quick as possible. Don't give him an opportunity to set up and make a decent play. Point number two, I was talking about muscle memory. Imagine that, mental muscle memory for the Leafs. And in particular, their top line that had a whale of a game last Saturday night here when they honored Gareth Gamble. Tyler Bolzac in particular, that was his favorite player. He had three goals and an assist. That entire top line accounted for 10 points. So part of the way you approach the game as a player is you remember those type of efforts against a team like Ottawa in particular. So hopefully they can carry forth with that memory. And then my final point are Leaf wingers. And I think I brought this up to you before, Gord. But in particular, when you're playing against a defender like Erik Karlsson, who, by the way, leads all National Hockey League defenders with 64 points. He's got 20 goals. And in the four games against the Maple Leafs, three goals and three assists. So he's a difference maker on the offensive end of things. If I'm a left winger and I'm a guy or a right winger, I always have to make sure and be aware that he's on the ice. So that's going to be a real key for the Maple Leaf, particularly the wingers, as they're going to be aware of Karlsson every time he's out on the ice.
Yeah, one of the maybe discussions we'll have in one of the intermissions about the Norris Trophy race this year. It's with the injury to Mark Giordano kind of changed things, and Erik Karlsson's emergence in the second half of the season as well. I want to say thanks very much to Stefan Robidas for joining us earlier. Congratulate him on being the Toronto nominee for the Bill Masterton Trophy. And hopefully he sits back and watches a entertaining competitive-type game. Certainly was the Maple Leafs' great effort last time they took on the Ottawa Senators. We'll turn it over to Joe Bowen and Jim Ralph for the play-by-play as puck drop is a few moments away. Ozzy and I will be back in the first intermission. You've been listening to Leafs Nation pregame with Gord Stellick, Mark Osborne on Sportsnet 590, The Fan, and the Leafs Radio Network. Stay tuned. Enjoy the NHL action.